Audio 8.11.
Lucas, let's go with you first. What's your advice for staying healthy?
Well, I've recently started doing hot yoga. Don't know if you've ever tried that.
Hot yoga? No, I don't know it.
So basically, it's yoga, but it's much more intense than... it's set in a heated room, a carpeted room that's 39 degrees. And it's just 26 positions, but every time you go to the class, it's the same 26 positions.
Wow, that's a bit excessive, isn't it? And repetitive?
But you burn 1,000 calories a class, you sweat so much, and they say you can't drink water within the first 25 minutes.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
The point is that you come out of that room feeling amazing.
And you, Natasha?
Well, so I've joined a choir, and I feel confident to say that it's really good for your health, actually. I'm not that into exercise, but it's the same as Lucas has just mentioned. When I come out of the room, I just feel completely lifted.
That sounds nice. Another real positive about hot yoga is that it's just something that you don't have to think about. There's an instructor there. You meet people, but you don't talk throughout the class. So it's something you can just do yourself. And it's not...
So it's not something where you need to make a big social effort. You can just do it.
That's it. And looking at all the benefits, of course, you expend energy while doing it.
Right. Well, with the choir thing, I think a big plus for me is that it is a part of my day that isn't work or a commute or anything like that. I can just go and be in this room and meet people. It's a really joyful part of my day.
Funny you should mention that, actually, because that's what I get out of hot yoga. I enjoy it because I know I'll be at work all day and it's a really stressful environment, you know, living in the city and things like that. So actually taking that hour and a half to go do a form of meditation, do some breathing and relaxation, just really, you know, centers me. Without a doubt, it's good for me mentally as well as physically. You've only got to look at the number of people who do it to know that it's a good thing.
I totally get it. For mental health, the choir is great too. Because if you can regulate your breathing, you can control panic and anxiety. It's just beneficial in so many ways. And I'm speaking from experience here.
I guess, though, that there aren't that many people who can sing well enough to join a choir.
Ah, it's not that we're all great singers. It's just that we love singing together.
Come on, Natasha. Let's be realistic here. You're not going to get someone who's completely tone-deaf choosing to join a choir.
Hey, guys, this isn't a competition. I'm sure both activities are healthy and will appeal to different people. Can we focus on the benefits of group activities?